Now, the last Mishnah Tes. We're just going back to the topic we said we ended up a Mishnah Dalet about that we started with Me'edim Yer Mechal Shabbos for the Edim. So it says now, basically, anyone who's got to provide Edis, but even people who are needed to help this person to provide their Edis, also could be Mechal Shabbos. It says, Mishra es achodesh, if a person saw the new moon, ve'enu yachol lahalech, but he himself is unable to walk to the Beis Din to give testimony, because let's say he's older, because he's sick, or he can't get there by himself. Ma'olichen oso ala chamor. First of all, you can bring him on a chamor, on a donkey, that means even on Shabbos. The point is even on Shabbos. So, we discussed it briefly a little bit, there's a love, midoraisa, of being mechamer, of like loading up and making animals carry on Shabbos. That's a doraisa, but that doraisa is what's called a lesser chilul Shabbos. It doesn't carry with it karas or misa. It's not you doing the work, it's the animal doing it. So that's usher, that's like level one. Then even more than that, you can even do worse than that, a filo b'mita. You can even carry him yourself. So carrying himself is you doing the malacha. That's already, now remember, we have saw this Mishnah, if you remember in the 10th parak, I think 5th Mishnah of Shabbos, we saw, if you're carrying someone, a living person, on a bed, it's only a You're not chayv, because the chayv knows that's atzmo. Remember that? Even, and not only that, but we said the bed is batal to him, so you can carry. But still, now it's even worse, because it's good, you're pater, but the point is, pater of a lasser. Did I say the rabbanon? Oh, yeah, sorry. No, it's pater of a lasser. It's aser midoraisa, it's not the rabbanon. But it's like, you're not doing it all by yourself, and therefore you'll be exempt from the separate.
You don't mean aser midoraisa, you mean aser lechatchila.
I mean, it's
but
yeah, which means it's us to midoraisa, but doesn't carry the penalty. Oh no, sorry, you're right. I'm sorry. Correct. It's correct. I'm sorry.
My thought about sir is you're pater from agreeing with korban because it's not deraisa, but it's usher because it's the rabbanon's account.
My only hesitation is I didn't think about this before actually. It seems to me like worse than the rabbanon because it's not that the rabbis are gozer against it. It's that it's got some exclusion because it's in chut. You know, I'm like, okay, whatever. Okay, correct. It lacks melechtes moshevus, it lacks one of the conditions of. But it, yeah, okay, fine. Now, but you're doing it yourself. Now the third category, ve'im tzoda lehem, if they're waiting in like an ambush for them, and in other words, as we'll see, we mentioned before, and we'll see again, like this stuka and baisusim, where we're hanging out, like trying to, you know, like one cause mischief. So if they're waiting, laying in wait to catch the Jews, and they would, you know, ambush them and so on, then lokhin b'yadam, they can even carry in their hands maklos, sticks. The Meiri says any weapons they want. The point is now we're talking about hotza midoraisa lagamrei, that would carry normally karas and misa with it. You're carrying no matter what, even that's mutter. To the sake of giving edus, and even more than that, if you will, b'mahaisa derech choka, if it's far away, they have to travel on Shabbos. Lo kin b'yadam mazonos, they can even bring food with them. So that's even a bigger chiddush because it's not even like defensive. It's like saying like they could maybe manage that food, but in the fear they can't, they could bring food too. Even that's mutter. Sha'al mahalach laila. So now we're going to define who could do this. Shal mahalach laila v'yom mechalin es haShabbos v'yotzen le'edus haChodesh. Anyone who could travel a night and a day and reach the basin in time to give a testimony, or they're seeing it. In other words, they're seeing it on the beginning of day number 30, and they're going to get a testimony in the morning or sometime during the day of day 30, right? Seeing the beginning of like the night before the day of 30, they'll be able to come on day 30 still and give testimony, and they'll still be Mekadosh day 30 as Aleph of the new month. So if they can get there in time, then they're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Obviously, if they can't get there until after Shabbos anyways, there's no point in them being Mechal Shabbos. That's what it says. Shene'emar, as it says in the Pasuk, Ela Mo'adei Hashem, these are the appointed times of God, Asher Tikru Osam B'Mo'adam, that you will declare them in their time. So when it says B'mo Adam, Gemara Psachim in Ayin Zion and Aleph says that you, if it says Moed or if it says Moed or Moado, that tells you that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for it, and therefore therefore they can be Mechal Shabbos. And you see the Pasuk here is not, it's not localizing it to Edom. It's not saying that Edom can be Mechal Shabbos, because then you wouldn't be able to have all these assistants schlepping them along. The point is, the Kiddush HaChodesh has to happen, Tesman has to do it in the proper time, and therefore, even if whatever it takes, including bring the Edom, including the people who need to be brought with the Edom to bring the Edom, are also allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for the sake of making the Kiddush HaChodesh in the proper time.